we know Connecticut's nickname is the Nutmeg State. Or if you look at our license plate, you'll see we call ourselves the Constitution State. Well, I'd like to suggest a new nickname.
Uh-oh.
The Innovation State, because the stuff that is being developed here is really cool. Let me tell you about two examples. One is from a company called EnviroPower. They've invented a new type of energy-saving boiler. A conventional boiler, like, it takes and heats water for heated buildings, but it also wastes a lot of heat. Think about when you have a pot on the stove. The water inside might be boiling, but there's a lot of heat going around up in the air, right? Mm-hmm. Well, EnviroPower's boiler captures that waste heat and then uses it to generate electricity. That cuts the energy bill for that building in half, man.
Wow.
And it reduces CO2 emissions, too. There's another company called VoiceIt, and they're developing voice recognition technology that understands people using non-standard speech. Think about someone who maybe has had a stroke. Sometimes they have to learn to talk all over again. VoiceIt is developing a hands-free voice recognition app that enables face-to-face, real-time communication with friends, family, and strangers. How cool is that?
Mm-hmm.
Connecticut's been innovating since the 1700s, and today, innovation is one of the really great things that's going on right here in the state of Connecticut. Did you know that spring is one of the best times of the year to view waterfalls? The combination of the melted snow and then the heavy rain, it all forms spectacular cascades. Lucky for us, Connecticut has some really great waterfalls, many of which are located within state parks and forests. Here's a few that should be on your list to visit this season. Kent Falls.
Love it.
Yeah, in Kent, it's one of the state's greatest natural wonders, with falls that drop in stages over a quarter mile long stretch. It's located within Kent Falls State Park, which features nearby grassy areas and picnic tables. Or there's Chapman Falls in East Haddam, which is located within Devil's Hop Yard State Park. These falls lead to a cool, clear stream that's great for fishing. Also, Burr Pond State Park in Torrington features a waterfall that drops 43 feet and can be easily accessed from the park's hiking trails. And then there's Great Falls in Falls Village. This is one of the most powerful waterfalls in the region. These falls are in full force this time of year, and they put on a spectacular show of gushing water and serene sound. So, whether you're planning on doing a family outing or a romantic hike, consider any of these breathtaking waterfalls right here in Connecticut. We are full force in April. The CT Visit prize pack is up for grabs. One lucky winner will get four passes to the Connecticut River Museum in Essex. The Connecticut River Museum offers special exhibits, collections, and events that explore the rich heritage and the natural beauty of the Connecticut River. You're also going to get four guest passes to the Stamford Museum and Nature Center in Stamford. This is lots of fun for families and visitors, including over 80 miles of nature trails, a working farm with animals, an observatory, a planetarium, and a museum with seasonal and permanent exhibits. And you're also going to get some Connecticut Still Revolutionary swag, and that includes a tote bag and a t-shirt. Get yourself registered to win by heading over to WRCH.com and click on contests.